so loving. And I'm live in studio two with Beth Hahn of the Oregon Voter Rights Coalition. Beth, welcome.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm really glad to be here.
If anyone was listening to our talk radio segment before 9 a.m. today, there was a caller who called up to chastise the guest, who was Mike Rupert, about why is it that Mike Rupert is so, why are so many people willing to just believe that our electoral process is broken and get over it already? And the caller said, you know, who's going to talk about changing it? Who's going to talk about social change? Who's doing something about it? Anybody who heard that exchange, I hope you're listening right now. Because in late September, let's be clear, Friday, September 30th to Sunday, October 2nd is a national summit right here in Portland, Oregon, the National Summit to Save Our Elections, a call to rescue our democracy. It's a great big event. Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. is one of the featured presenters, as well as Cliff Arnebeck, who is an attorney that's done a lot of things in Ohio around what happened during the last presidential elections. Other featured presenters, David Cobb, Tom Hartman, Ellen
Tyson
of Voters Unite. It's a great big deal. Brad Friedman of the Brad blog, and all these people are coming to Portland. It's not too late to get a reduced rate if you wanted to register to participate in this conference. And Beth Hahn has come here to tell us all about it. So, Beth, again, I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you, Lisa.
So topical. And I started out by talking about why people, you know, so much of these issues of what are people doing to address the what many people perceive as a broken electoral system. A lot of this information is just not getting out. So, Beth, can you tell us, I mean, just start out, you know, just talk about the National Summit to Save Our Elections and, you know, what are the highlights of it and why? Why now? Why this conference? Why now?
Well, Lisa, it's true that our election system is broken. It's really in pretty bad shape. However, I would certainly not say that it's beyond repair. And in fact, one of the things that I've found since I've become involved with this issue, which it was summer of 2004 when I first became aware of electronic voting. I read an article in The Nation magazine by Ronnie Duggar called How They Could Steal the Election This Time. And what I learned was that 30% of American voters would be casting their votes on paperless electronic voting machines, leaving them with no way to verify that their votes were cast as they had intended, leaving us with no way to recount 30% of the votes cast in the 2004 election. There was no way to recount them. And one thing that a lot of people are not aware of is that almost 100% of the votes in the United States are now counted on software, counted by software program by private for-profit corporations, with highly partisan political and financial conflicts of interest using proprietary trade secret software. And what we have in effect done is handed over our elections. We've privatized them. We've handed them over to private corporations who are telling us that we have no right to see how our votes are counted and that we should trust them. Now, the Constitution was based on checks and balances, not trust. And trust really doesn't have a place in our election system. We need to know that our votes were counted as intended. And so in a sense, your caller was right, that the election system is definitely broken. However, since I first found out about this and became active, what I've learned is that there are activists like the Oregon Voter Rights Coalition all over the country working on this issue. And we've got a lot of these activists coming to our summit, in addition to the featured speakers that you already mentioned. We've got people coming from Tennessee, all over the United States, California, the East Coast, Pennsylvania, who are doing some amazing things. And when we get together and we work and we coordinate our efforts, we can do amazing things. We can make a difference. And so I do not accept, as your earlier caller said, that Diebold has won. We've definitely got a lot of work to do. We've got a pretty serious situation with our elections here. But certainly there's a lot that can be done. And that's one of the reasons why we're having this conference. We are having people from all over the country come together to talk about what they're doing and to talk about how each of us can get involved and what we can do ourselves. So I firmly believe that from what I've seen happen since I got really actively involved in this since last November, we have made tremendous progress, and I believe that sooner or later we're going to reach the tipping point if people continue to coordinate efforts and work together.
I'm Lisa. We're live in Studio 2 with Oregon Voter Rights Coalition member Beth Hahn, and we're talking about the National Summit to Save Our Elections, a call to rescue our democracy. It's in Portland Friday, September 30th to Sunday, October 2nd. And it's a conference. We can't really give the prices on the air, but we can let people know how to get more information. You can email info@OregonVRC.org, and I'm leaving this at the front desk. There's another event coming up as well on this issue. It's on Friday, September 16th. It's Tom Hartman, who is probably on the air right now on Air America, even as we're speaking, and Bob Fitrakis. Bob Fitrakis is the editor of the Free Press in Columbus, Ohio. He's one of the major investigative reporters that have looked at all the irregularities regarding the Ohio vote. Last year, so that's Friday, September 16th, at Portland State, Dr. Bob Fitrakis is going to be speaking, and Tom Hartman are also going to be speaking. You know, a heck of a lot has come out about all these issues in the past year, Beth. It kind of freaks me out. So I see where I think you've got the agenda for the National Summit to Save Our Elections there. Just to go over this, I mean, I think we should talk about this again and again because people want to plug in to this. What's on the agenda for this event? That's Friday, September 30th to Sunday, October 2nd.
Before I answer your question, Lisa, I'd just like to say that anyone who wants more information can go to our website, OregonVRC, that's Oregon Voter Rights Coalition, .org, and you will see right there on the homepage is information about the summit. And also, if you look in the right-hand column, scroll down a little bit, you'll find the information on the Bob Fitrakis and Tom Hartman event on September 16th, which is really kind of a teaser for the summit. And as far as the agenda, we're really excited about it. We've got just an amazing program. Lisa has already mentioned Tom Hartman, and Tom will be speaking on the corporate control of America's elections on Saturday morning. I'm getting ahead
here. Don't rattle your papers too much. It goes right on the microphone.
All right, Lisa, I won't rattle
my
papers.
Although this is live radio. We are real people, and we're talking about how to make elections work, just to be clear. Go ahead, Beth.
Okay. So we have on Saturday morning Tom Hartman talking about corporate control of the election process, and he will then be moderating a panel consisting of John Gideon, who's written an amazing article called Corporate Control of the Election Process, which details how the National Association of Secretaries of State and the vendors are working.
Vendors of voting
the
software.
Vendors, yes, thank you. The vendors who manufacture the voting system software, we're talking about ESNS, Sequoia, Diebold. And by the way, something that people in Oregon need to know is that our votes are counted by Sequoia and ESNS. And so we have a really good system in Oregon. We have perhaps one of the best systems in the entire country. And we have election officials that run our elections with a great deal of integrity and dedication and commitment. However, our votes are counted on proprietary trade secret software. And this is not acceptable in a democracy. Our elections should be transparent. We should be able to see how our votes are being counted. So this does impact Oregonians. We have got the basis of a really good system, which is paper ballots, but we also we need to deal with this software issue, and every single state in the union needs to have election audits where we have a mandatory random recount. This is part of the election process. We're not talking about a recount, but where we actually have a mandatory random manual recount that is done to verify the election results before they're released to the public. And that's matched with the machine count so that we can make sure that indeed our results are accurate. This is imperative. So back to the program, we have Tom Hartman interviewing a group of three people. He will be moderating a panel. One of these people is Paul Lato, who is an attorney at law.
Another very important person.
Yes, because Paul has a lawsuit going right now against Sequoia Voting Systems in Washington and Snohomish County, and Paul's premise is that it is illegal for election officials to enter into contracts with vendors using proprietary trade secret software because virtually the Constitution in virtually every state in the union guarantees the public the right to monitor and observe vote counting.
And Andrew Geller, who is a fabulous KABU programmer, has had Mr. Lato on the air this summer. So he's been on these airwaves. There are some people that know where he's coming from. Keep going, Miss Beth Hahn.
All right. Friday evening is really exciting because we've got Brad Friedman. A lot of you know Brad Friedman of the Brad blog. He's currently at Camp Casey with Cindy Sheehan. And Brad will be at our summit. He's going to be talking with Bob Kohler. Many of you also know Bob Kohler of Tribune Media Services. Bob wrote a wonderful article called The Silent Scream of Numbers, which is on our website, which talks about the media's role in election fraud and election reform. He really takes the media to task for not covering all the irregularities in the 2004 election, and he actually poses the question, can we have election reform without media reform? So Brad and Bob Kohler will be talking about the role of the media in election reform. Then we have Brad interviewing a number of other people, one of whom is Clint Curtis, and we're really excited to have Clint Curtis here. Those of you who followed the events immediately after the election when Representative John Conyers of the House Judiciary Committee was taking testimony in Ohio, we can't call them hearings because it was just the Democratic Minority Committee.
The manipulative process that made it so that not even someone with as much integrity as John Conyers could call for an actual real hearing. There was so
exactly.
much manipulation going on. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I'm editorializing. Go ahead, Beth.
Lisa, please editorialize all you want. Lisa, for those of you who don't know, Lisa was actually there in Ohio during the recount.
Well, I wasn't involved. In Ohio, but I did. I was on the recount team for the Green Party. Actually, I had. It was my job to... to scan all the media stories that came out about the Ohio recount. And it was fascinating. It was an eye-opener to see who did a better job, who did a worse job. And it wasn't always who you thought.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much to be known about this.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. We're okay. Live in Studio 2 with Beth Hahn, Oregon Voter Rights Coalition. We're talking about the National Summit to Save Our Elections, Friday, September 30th to Sunday, October 2nd. And it's not too late to register for this conference. Beth is telling us who we're going to hear when we go.
You can register for the conference clear up. Well, you can even come the day of the conference on a space available basis. But we do have an early registration, an early bird discount. So we encourage you all to register as soon as you can. I was talking about Clint Curtis, who was one of the people who testified at the forum when Representative John Conyers was taking testimony right after the election when he was in Ohio. Clint Curtis, by the way, is a staunch Republican, and Clint testified under oath that he was asked by Representative Tom Feeney of Florida to write a vote rigging program. He testified under oath to this, that he was asked to do this, and Brad Friedman has interviewed Clint Curtis before on The Brad Show. In addition to the Brad blog, Brad has The Brad Show, which is every Saturday from 4 to 8 on the Internet. And he has all kinds of people on there that you will not hear in what we used to call mainstream media. Now we're referring to as corporate media. Brad will be interviewing Clint Curtis, and Brad tells me that Clint is very funny. Brad will be talking with a number of other people that night also. Oh, Matthew Pascarella. Now, he's very interesting. Matthew Pascarella is only 22 years old. He's been working with Greg Palast. I'm sure you're familiar with Greg Palast, Lisa. Greg Palast has done a great deal of work on the problems with elections in the United States, particularly around the areas of voter suppression and voter disenfranchisement, voter intimidation. He's had to publish a lot of his work in England because he has not been able to get it published in the United States.
Yeah, he works for the BBC.
Exactly. Yeah. But since the 2004 election, all of a sudden we've got this just mushrooming interest in the election process in the United States. So he's been getting a lot of his work now published in alternative media. But Matthew Pascarella is 22 years old. He's been working, helping Greg Palast do research now for 3 or 4 years. Matthew's area of expertise is centralized voter registration databases. Now, for any of you who are not familiar with HAVA, the Help America Vote Act, HAVA came about after the fiasco of the 2000 election. The idea was that we would prevent hanging chads and butterfly ballots. And actually, the 2000 election, it was widely mischaracterized as problems with hanging chads and butterfly ballots. But what really happened was, if you listen to watch Robert Greenwald's documentary, Unprecedented, the 2000 election, you will see that long before the election, they started purging the voter registration databases in the heavily African-American neighborhoods. This has all been documented.
In Florida. And, yeah, so we're talking about some of the power here, again, of the secretaries of state.
Exactly.
Catherine Harris.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
It's an amazing system.
We're talking about secretaries of state who were co-chair of the Bush-Cheney reelection campaign.
Just like Mr. Blackwell in Ohio.
Actually, exactly.
There's other places where that was going on, too, but those places were not considered to be so crucial.
Exactly. Okay, so Matthew Pascarella will be talking about, HAVA, the Help America Vote Act. Essentially what's happened is the federal government has made billions of dollars available to states to replace their punch cards, their lever systems, with electronic voting machines. And not only that, HAVA is mandating that by January of 2006, all the states go to centralized voter registration databases. Well, guess who's running these databases? Private, highly partisan corporations with political and financial conflicts of interest using trade secret software.
And who have very powerful lobbying interests that have made it lucrative for states, other places, states actually, that mandate these kinds of systems. It's just interesting. And Blackwell, Secretary of State of Ohio, earlier this summer made an executive decision that the entire state, as part of its HAVA compliance, would replace every machine they had with a Diebold machine. Every single one. And he had the power to do that with an executive order. So we have been speaking with Beth Hahn about the National Summit to Save Our Elections. We've been going through the agenda of this event coming up Friday, September 30th to Sunday, October 2nd. It's like a national convention of activists.
It is. It's a national convention of people, the real movers and shakers on the election reform front nationally. And we are very excited about it. We're focusing on what we can do. It will be highly informative and educational, but we're focusing on what people can do. And there's a tremendous amount that can be done.
That's super important. And one of the things that I wanted to also make sure we save the time to talk about is Oregon Voter Rights Coalition is a nonpartisan organization. And you've been doing your own organizing around trying to get the county election boards to support the idea of election audits. Is that right? Am I saying that right?
Well, we believe that every state should have, and as I mentioned before, a mandatory manual random recount of the ballots. This will be a hand recount of a scientifically designed statistical sample of the ballots that would be counted, and then that would be compared to the machine count, because that's really the only way that we have to verify our election results. And every state, regardless of what kind of system they use, whether they're using electronic elections or not, should be doing this, because currently we have a situation where our elections in the United States they're set up in a way that they have inconclusive outcomes. It's just the way they're set up. We have no way to verify other than exit polls, which it's interesting. Exit polls were accurate until the advent of electronic voting systems.
I never thought of it that way, but it's sort of true,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. It's really funny.
Accurate, quote-unquote.
The exit polls have become more and more inaccurate the more that we implement electronic voting. And oddly enough, they're still very accurate in the Ukraine.
I was going to say, unless it's the former Yugoslavia,
Yes, they're still very accurate in Europe. So we have exit polls, and then we have audits. And we're talking about audits being an integral part of the election process. We're not talking about recounts. This needs to be done before the election results are released to the public. The burden of proof should not be on the voter to prove that the election was fair. It needs to be on the election officials, on the government, not on the voter. And the loser needs to be satisfied that our elections were fair. And the way our elections are set up currently, it ensures inconclusive results. And
I was just going to say, I was just going to point out, again, Oregon Voter Rights Coalition, it's a nonpartisan group. Right, just here in the Pacific Northwest, just here, you know, in the West in general, we've seen Republicans that are hotter than a griddle about how the outcome of the governor's race in Washington State happened. Mm-hmm. There's people on many sides of this political persuasion, of this political spectrum, that have their moments when they're screaming for a recount and angry about it. And that's why, Beth, it freaks me out that I never see the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or, you know, these titans of the election process in this country, I never see them actually coming together and talking about their own takes on mm-hmm. the shortcomings. That just fascinates me. I don't know. I just had to toss that out.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we are emphatically nonpartisan. There's a very interesting book called Vote Scam. If you go to votescam.com, it's written by James and Kenneth Collier, and it details the history of election fraud in the United States for the past 40 years. And what you'll see is there's a lot of complicity with the Republicans and the Democrats. And what we also find is that there are a lot of Republicans who are extremely concerned about the condition of our elections now with electronic voting and vote counting using proprietary trade secret software. Clint Curtis, the one that I mentioned, who will be one of our presenters, he's one. He's right out there in the forefront with election reform, working as hard as any progressive. The Greens have worked with us. We've worked together very closely with the Green Party. So we're seeing this as something that is an American issue. It's not a Republican or a Democrat issue. You know, it's not the Republicans doing it to the Democrats. There's been a lot of complicity with the Democrats, a lot of obstructionist behavior. You know, the Green Party tried to get recounts in New Mexico and Nevada and ran into a lot of obstructionist
behavior.
And
the Libertarians. I think even the Libertarians.
Exactly.
Were
the
with
Greens
them
and
that.
Libertarians.
Yeah.
Sorry, I left that out.
That's
it was
right.
David Cobb and Michael Badnarik. We want to certainly give them credit. But the point being here that we have members of all political parties who are complicit in election fraud. We also have members of all political parties who are extremely concerned about the current state of our elections. And it's going to take all of us working together as Americans to make the changes that we need to make in our election system. And I want to say just a couple more things about the Oregon system, Lisa. We are extremely fortunate here to have a Secretary of State and county election clerks who are very dedicated to fair elections. They work really, really hard to make our elections fair. And Bill Bradbury got a law passed several years ago that
That's
requires...
That's the Oregon Secretary of State.
Yes, Oregon Secretary of State. That requires that anything that we use to vote on in Oregon has to be hand recountable, because we do have HAVA. There are disability requirements for HAVA where we have to make sure that disabled people can vote. And so we may end up purchasing some electronic voting machines in Oregon just for that purpose. However, Bradbury passed a law that states that anything we use in Oregon has to be able to be hand recountable. We do not have any of our central vote tabulators and our scanners that count our votes connected to the Internet, unlike Ohio, where there was two-way communication between the Secretary of State's office and all the central vote tabulators that count the votes. Our county election officials under Secretary of State are very aware that we can't do that. That's too dangerous to do that. So we have got... with the exception of the fact that our votes in Oregon are being counted with scanners and tabulators using proprietary trade secret software, we have got, I believe, one of the best, if not the best, systems in the country. So we do need to address this issue of the trade secret software.
Okay. We only have 2 minutes left, and I wanted to take that opportunity to, again, tell people that we're speaking live in studio too with Beth Hahn. She's with the Oregon Voter Rights Coalition. We're talking about the National Summit to Save Our Elections, a call to rescue our democracy. It's a great big national convention. It's happening downtown Portland at the First Unitarian Church and at Portland State University Friday, September 30th to Sunday, October 2nd this year. Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. is going to be one of the featured presenters. There's a ton of very important people there. now's the time to think about registering for that if you want to participate. And
you can go to OregonVRC.org. That's Oregon Voter Rights Coalition to get all the information on the summit.
Or call 503-499-9000. Beth, thank you so much for being live on the air with us.
Thank you, Lisa. It was great. And also, remember the event with Tom Hartman and Bob Fitrakis on September 16th at Portland State. That's also listed on our website under events.
And be aware that we are negotiating to record Bob Fitrakis, the investigative reporter from the Free Press, on these issues for a KBOO special. So more on voter reform on KBOO. And stay tuned for the rest of the Radio Zine. Thanks.